You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Dearing. This Sunday could be the end. As we turn our attention to the weekend, Bill Belichick coaches the last game of the season for the New England Patriots, and his future is unknown. And it hasn't been pretty this year.
Zappi blitzes on. Intercepted! Picked off by Douglas! Breaking tackles! Got a block! Finds a gap!
That is the sound of New England quarterback Bailey Zappi throwing an interception to the Buffalo Bills last Sunday, one of three in the first half. And if you don't know football, that is a bad thing. Belichick is just short of being the winningest coach in NFL history, and the Pats are tied for most Super Bowl wins. But this Patriots team has the worst record since the year 2000, and that's the year that Belichick joined the team. So there is Shakespeare playing out this weekend, whether you're a football fan or not, and we want to talk about it. First up, Boston Globe reporter Nicole Yang, who's down at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, where Bill Belichick just spoke to the media. Nicole, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, Nicole, what was the vibe? I mean, did it kind of feel like everybody's just wondering what's going to happen in the game or after the game this morning?
So Bill Belichick is actually a little bit under the weather, so he changed his press conference to be virtual this morning. But that definitely describes, I would say, the past, not only this week, but the past, 4 weeks. It's people don't care too much about what's going to happen in the game. They don't really care about the X's and O's of the matchup. All they want to know is, how does this affect Bill's future?
So we were able to grab a little bit of sound. He was asked by reporters this morning to reflect on his time with the Patriots. Here's both the question and the answer.
This is year 24 for you here, and I was just wondering, what has it meant for you to be the head coach of the New England Patriots?
Right. Well, I've always appreciated the opportunity, and just looking forward to tomorrow's game or Sunday's game against the Jets, and like I said, trying to put our best game out there this year. That's what we're working towards. So sure there'll be a time, another time to talk about other things. But right now we're just trying to focus on the Jets.
So, Nicole, not only is that just so typical Bill Belichick in the way that he answered, but the juxtaposition of that bloodlessness with, kind of what are the stakes, the open questions, the ups and downs, it's pretty iconic.
Yeah, it's certainly not surprising. That's how he's answered most questions about his future, about his job status, just about anything that requires him to look back. Like, Bill Belichick is capable of waxing poetic and being thoughtful and being really funny, honestly, and just he's capable of sort of engaging in that sort of reflection, but it's just not going to happen with a game still on the line.
So, Nicole, many of us have been engaged in, pretty much everybody has been engaged in this speculation for weeks now about what will happen after the last game. Is Bill Belichick going to be given a chance to stay on? Is he going to go? Will he be celebrated? I'm thinking about one headline today that said, if he goes, make sure you say thank you first. Is the focus in the right place right now? This is an open question, yes?
Yes, this is the biggest storyline facing the team. They've been eliminated from the playoffs for quite some time right now, and anything about the Patriots has to do with Bill Belichick's future, because he has been the coach for 24 years. He has been a key figure in building this dynasty, and for him to not go out on his own terms, that seemed unfathomable like 5 years ago, but just based on how the past 2 years especially have gone, it really is on the table.
Nicole Yang is Patriots beat reporter for the Boston Globe. I know you'll be watching lots of things this weekend, including the game. Thanks so much for joining us from the stadium down in Foxborough today.
Thanks for having me.
So we'll turn to two additional voices for more on Bill Belichick. ESPN senior writer Howard Bryant is with us, and Shalice Manza-Young, former Patriots beat reporter for the Providence Journal and the Boston Globe. Howard, welcome back.
Hello, Tiziana. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's great to talk to you. And Shalice, welcome back to you as well.
Yes, thanks, Tiziana.
So, Howard, I'll start with you. We just heard Nicole say it's the biggest story facing the Patriots right now. I wonder, how is this the biggest story facing the NFL right now?
Well, I think that this is a changing of the guard, obviously. I think that when you get to a point, Bill Belichick is going to be 72 years old in April. The New England Patriots have done more over the past quarter century than anyone could ever consider them to have done. If you're from the old school and you remember, the Rod Rust years, if you remember what this franchise was, then this is, you know, it's a dynastic turn. It's Don Shula leaving the Dolphins. It's Jerry Jones firing Tom Landry. It's the end of an era, if this is what it
these
is.
These were huge, iconic coaches of previous
exactly.
teams.
Exactly. You're looking at the Mount Everest of the game, the pillars of this game. And absolutely, it's the biggest story. And it's the biggest story here. It's probably the biggest sports story in terms of coaching in a very, very long time. If, you know, you're probably looking at, you know, probably, you know, Red Auerbach leaving in 66. That's how big
Boston
Bill Belichick
Celtics.
Is. That's what he means to this franchise.
So I'm really, I think, so helpful for listeners who may not know sports, Shalice, for Howard to say Rod Rust on one hand, right? A 1-15 record in 1990 with the New England Patriots versus sort of the Mount Rushmore, right, of coaches. What a juxtaposition. And that one person, could conceivably be both of those things at the same time is a fascinating thing in any profession at any time. I kind of have trouble getting my head around that.
Yeah, Bill Belichick came in, and I would never discount, and I never have discounted his ability as a head coach. But obviously they sort of lucked into Tom Brady. The narrative has sort of changed over the last 20 plus years that they always had their eyes on him. But, you know, he was the 199th pick in the draft. If you really thought that he was going to be as great as he ended up being, you certainly would have chose him higher than that. And Belichick, as I said, Belichick, the head coach, phenomenal. But Belichick, the GM, has hampered this team so much, particularly over the last decade. And it's been tough, you know, especially since we have seen Tom Brady move on. You really saw the flaws. There was a story in The Athletic that ran yesterday, a fantastic story by Chad Graff. And he brought up that since 2013, the Patriots have not re-signed any player that they took in the first three rounds of the draft. And those are supposed to be your foundational players. And that just really underscores his failures as a general manager.
So this GM thing, for listeners who don't understand, the analogy that's been used a lot in the sports world that I find really helpful is there's the person who buys the groceries and there's the person who cooks the meal, right? The general manager buys the groceries. The coach cooks the meal. I almost said Donald Trump because of segments we've done earlier in the show. Bill Belichick for the New England Patriots, Howard Bryant, has done both. And one of the things that's been interesting is this question of whether or not the New England Patriots could offer him the chance to be the chef and not the shopper, and whether he would take that. And that has been part of what's fascinating to me. I like football, right? And I follow football. But outside of that, what's been fascinating to me is how I should think about the role that pride plays in all of this, Howard Bryant. And guy I want to talk to when I have a question of that big, yeah. That existential.
Tiziana, it's pride and power. Let's not forget that wonderful quote about buying the groceries and cooking the meal comes from his predecessor and his original mentor, Bill Parcells, who was the coach of the Patriots. And before he left to go to the Jets, that was the reason he left right after the Super Bowl in 97 when the Patriots lost to the Packers, because he wanted to be the general manager and the coach. And Bob Kraft said no, and he said, "Look, if I'm gonna make the meal, I should be able to shop for the groceries." And that didn't happen. And Bill Parcells left and went to the Jets. And then Bill Belichick was supposed to come to the Patriots to succeed Bill Parcells. and then ended up not doing that, and then came after Pete Carroll, after his departure. So, yes, here's what we're looking at this stage in Bill Belichick's career. He's going to want absolute power. And as Shalee said, and very much correctly, the Patriots are one of the most under-talented, underpowered teams ever. It's a miracle in some ways that they've been as good as they've been, because he's not very good at that piece of the job. And, you know, to Tom Brady, when you think about what he had done and over his career, you'll go back and look at the history and you will see that he did more with fewer offensive weapons than maybe any quarterback in history. And that all goes back to the GM, who's actually shopping for the meal. And I think that there's no scenario that I can imagine where Bill Belichick would accept that demotion and stay with the Patriots, because there's going to be some other team that's going to give him everything he wants and probably a raise. He's Bill Belichick.
So he'll have the power somewhere else.
He'll get that power somewhere in the league. And I think that also, I think there's something else we should consider, which is maybe everybody needs a new start. These things don't last forever. They don't. The Patriots gave everybody more than we could ever think of. And I think that the Brady, Belichick, Kraft trio save this franchise. And maybe this is what it looks like. The Shakespearean piece of it to me, what I find ironic, is that it could end against the Jets, the team that Bill Belichick turned down to end up coaching the Patriots. And so it all comes full circle.
The Jets being the team the Patriots are playing this weekend. And we're speaking with Howard Bryant, who writes for ESPN, Shalee Manza-Young, former Patriots beat reporter from multiple publications, as we look to the last game the Patriots will play this year and the really open question of whether one of the most winning coaches in NFL history, and the coach that brought the New England Patriots to being one of the most legendary teams in NFL history, stays with the New England Patriots. And it's really an open question. If you don't know this, the owner, Robert Kraft, has been mute on the question, and there's a lot that remains unanswered. So, Shalee, as I turn back to you, I'm going to play you a little bit of sound. And this well-known sound, this is back, it's 2009, NFL Films documentary series, A Football Life, Bill Belichick talking about how he sees his future unfolding.
I have a hard time picturing not coaching football at this point, you know, I'll be like Mara Levy and coaching when I'm in my 70s, you don't have to worry about that. You know, I mean, I enjoy doing what I'm doing. I don't think that's going to last forever. Pete's working.
And he's 71 now, right? And obviously, you know, as I grow on in my years, there's lots of things I didn't think then that I think now. But the older adult version of this, and the I'm only a few games from being the most winning versus I didn't want to be doing this when I'm doing this, is a really compelling piece of this picture, too. But does it matter, Shalee, as the game moved in a different direction? You know, I'm mindful that this New England Patriots defense has been pretty amazing this year. Does that piece of this picture matter at all? And I'm okay if your answer to me is you shouldn't have even played that, because no, it doesn't.
It's interesting because I've referenced that clip so many times. You know, him saying that he didn't want to be like Marv Levy, who is the legendary coach of the Buffalo Bills. Levy coached, I think, well into his 70s. And as we referenced, Bill will be 72 in a couple of months. But the thing that I go back to often, and you've mentioned it, him being so close to the wins record, Bill cares deeply, deeply about the history of football. And for him to have that wins record, I would bet that it means a great deal to him if he could say he is the all-time winningest coach in NFL history. And the cherry on top of that would be beating Don Shula, who was one of the very few people to publicly come out against Bill Belichick in light of Spygate in 2007. Don Shula, Don Shula on many occasions said before his death that he did not like Bill Belichick. He flat out called him a cheater, and he broke that, you know, like coaching omerta. And I think there's an additional, Bill Belichick is petty. So I think there's an additional level of, it's not just becoming the winningest coach ever, it's knocking Don Shula's name off the top of the list.
Shula coached the Miami Dolphins. He needs 15 wins, Howard. So in, you know, our last minute or so, Howard, you know, you look across the pantheon of sports. Is there anything this reminds you of, or are we looking at something unique here in this moment with Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots?
No, there's nothing unique about chasing records, and that's what the game is. That's what we. That's why we watch. That's how we measure. That the, you know, this country measures things by money, and sports you measure things by wins and who's at the top of the record book. And Bill Belichick wants to be at the top of all of them, and don't mistake that. And also, let's not forget, he may not have thought he was going to be doing it at this time, but let's also remember his best friend in the game as well as Nick Saban, coach of Alabama, who's 72 years old, and at some point he's a lifer. He's, and Shanice has got it right. Anyone that knows anything about Bill Belichick and his best moments, it's the history of the sport. It's the game itself. He is a football man, and he may be one of those guys who goes out feet first, and there's no problem with that. This is his life, and he's not going to walk away from it so close to that sort of immortality of the record book.
Does either of you think that Bill Belichick will be coaching the New England Patriots next year?
I don't.
Shanice?
I don't. All right. I do not.
There we go. Shanice Manza-Young is a former Patriots beat reporter for the Providence Journal, the Boston Globe, and a former Yahoo Sports columnist. Howard Bryan writes for ESPN. He's a senior writer there. They're both two of my faves. So great to talk to you both. Thanks so much for joining us.
Happy New Year.